podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another captaincy video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scouts. My name is Joe, and joining me to discuss the best armband candidates for Game Week 16 is Fantasy Football Scouts Tom Freeman. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Joe. So game week. Had a small red, but got a couple of free transfers now, which could be important given this Spurs news which has broke this morning.
Definitely, yeah. So we'll discuss that in a bit. I've removed the Spurs bit that we were going to discuss as potential captaincy options. In my haste as well, I've also taken a photo down about Fan Team, but instead we're going to get your lovely words about them as well. So, yeah, what have you got to say about Fan Team before we start?
Yeah, so we've touched on it before, but they have got their second chance season game, which is launching in January, but you can go and start tinkering now. It is free to play. I think it's 20K prize for the winner. And there's a really good video that Az and last year's winner, Josh have put together on YouTube, which explains all the rules and the strategies involved. So go and have a look at that. It's on the Scout YouTube channel and well worth a watch.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot for that. The narrative has been Captain Salah. That's been every week, and somehow we managed to get half an hour out of a show saying perhaps consider some of these other players. But the thing is that Salah hasn't been the highest scoring player in many people's teams. In fact, far from it. And there's been better options, particularly amongst some defenders, Alexander-Arnold. But we might be seeing the emergence of some forward and midfield alternatives to Salah. And I think this week is going to be a real test because it's a very popular player, a certain Cristiano Ronaldo. New manager. Manchester United have a great fixture against Norwich. Ronaldo was up top, played the full 90 minutes, and the stats I've got up on the screen are from Rangnick's first league game in charge. And it shows that Ronaldo was no slouch. He had 5 goal attempts, 4 of those in the box, 1 on target, but created a chance. And Fernandes doing well as well, 3 goal attempts. Fred, who of course scored, had a couple of goal attempts, and Tellez as well. So these are the top 4 for that particular match. Very small sample. But yeah, Ronaldo for the captaincy. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, it was an encouraging start, wasn't it? Given that Rangnick had had very limited time on the training pitch with them. I think he'd had a 45-minute session. So they set up in a 4-2-2-2 formation with Ronaldo and Rashford up top. And then the kind of the width was supplied by those fullbacks like Tellez that was on that graphic. There we've got a couple of goal attempts and Dalot on the other side. But Ronaldo was very much the focal point. He was the main man, 5 shots. In an attacking sense, they struggled to create too many clear-cut chances. I think they had 16 efforts on goal, but it resulted in about 0.93 XG. But that will improve with time, you'd think. Mm. And I think encouragingly for Ronaldo, he wasn't subbed either. No. He played the full 90 minutes. Sancho, Rashford and Fernandes were all withdrawn. And I think there were some comments post-match about from Rangnick about his fitness and his work rate, which is encouraging. And I think he'll get a rest this week in the Champions League as well. So you've got to think he'll be fit and raring to go come the weekend.
Yeah.
And it just feels nice to be talking about another option after many weeks of just Definitely. Salah.
Yeah, so I don't own him at the moment, but I do own Harry Kane. I don't want to own Harry Kane. I do want to own Ronaldo.
Same. Yeah.
So if he plays midweek in Europe and plays the full 90 minutes, I will be reluctant to get him in and obviously consider him for the captaincy. But if you suggest, as you suggest, he gets that rest and he's got Norwich coming up, that would indicate he's playing, he's trusted. It seems weird to say Ronaldo's trusted, but nevertheless, you know, with given his age and the new manager. He's a very strong consideration. I will be faced with a choice, a very hard choice between Salah and Ronaldo. And I don't know which way it was going to go. I genuinely don't at this stage. And I think they are both, they're 50-50 calls for me at this stage. But let's have a look at Salah. I mean, Salah's got Villa in the Gerrard derby, but is Salah the best captaincy candidate this week? So what I've done here is I've got some stats for the last four game weeks, and just simple, compare Ronaldo with Salah. They both had six shots on target. Salah's expected goal involvement is higher, nearing four, whereas Ronaldo's is three. And Salah's chance creation, so for our point of view, FPL points, getting assists, is much higher than Ronaldo. Ronaldo just three chances created, but Salah is seven. And Salah's had indeed have a couple of assists. So shots in the box broadly similar as well. Big chances broadly similar. So I look at those stats and I look at their performance and I think I'm going to get captaincy returns from Salah, but possibly not much. Whereas Ronaldo, I don't know. I could get a bigger haul. What do you think? How do you think Salah stacks up against Ronaldo this week?
Well, I think on paper he's probably got the tougher game, hasn't he? I mean, going back to Ronaldo, Norwich have improved under Dean Smith, but I think we said last week once they come up against a better defence, they'll probably concede. Sorry, a better attack, they will concede, which happened against Spurs. I think for Salah, he's up against Villa. My team now under Gerrard, we've had a better shape. I think we've got a bit more belief. I think in previous weeks, you know, we went down to Leicester. Would we have folded in that situation prior to Gerrard coming in? Possibly. We showed a got a belief and fought back in that. But it's early days for Gerrard at Villa, and Man City for 45 minutes comfortably outplayed us only last week. And I do think that, you know, Salah is still the main or the best kind of option this week, just because it's what we always talk about. It's that consistency. It was another assist at the weekend. 19 goals in 20 games. I think he's returned in every game week aside from early in game week two against Burnley, and that's what we want in an FPL captain. It's that consistency. And Wolves was always going to be a tough game for them, but they did create a lot in that and probably deserved to score more than the one. If I wanted to look at a Liverpool player outside of Salah, I'd probably be looking at Alexander-Arnold, just because I think there's a good chance of a clean sheet there. Villa have probably been a bit better defensively than they have been going forward over the opening matches under Gerrard. And no team has conceded. Sorry, my light's just gone off.
Okay.
Back on. And no team has conceded more crosses from their left flank either than Villa over the last four game weeks, which suggests that Trent will get opportunities to whip those balls in from wider areas. But Villa have improved, no doubt about it. But where I'm at the moment is it's still that consistency I'm turning to with Salah. And
more consistent than your light.
Oh God, tell me about it. Yeah. So let's see if we can get that to hold. It might be a dodgy connection, but at least if you can see me now, I think.
But
Salah is where I'm kind of looking at the moment. It's gone again. So you're gonna have to put up with me in the dark for a bit, I'm afraid, Joe. So
that's fine. It's fine for the podcast version for those listening on the podcast. Time is now slightly darker. Okay.
Basically, I'm kind of my thoughts are Salah just a little bit of ahead of Ronaldo, but it's okay. It's getting closer.
Definitely. For me at the moment, as I said, 50-50. I mean, if anything, I would say 51% to Salah, 49% to Ronaldo. But that's the closest it's been for weeks. So for yourself, are you keen to get Ronaldo in? And if so, are you faced with that same decision?
Yeah, I mean, like you, Joe, I've got Kane in my team at the moment. We'll talk about it in a bit, but given the news that Brighton were going to be missing so many players, I had been tempted to maybe hold on to him. But then we've got the COVID news, which is broke. So that may be an easy switch. And I think if Ronaldo gets that rest against young boys in the Champions League, then Yeah, I'll probably be looking at that move on Friday.
Just to recap, because we won't, you know, focus on Spurs or indeed Brighton assets for the captaincy. The Brighton situation at the moment is that pretty much we've laughed at how many centre-backs they've owned over the years. They're virtually all injured now, so no laughing matter anymore. They're injured or suspended. So Dunk's out, Duffy's out, Webster's out. Dan Burn, I think, is available, but hasn't played much. Veltman is a possibility. So you could have two. You could have two fit centre backs there. Yeah. Given Graham Potter, who knows who could play there? I would not surprise me to see someone like Pascal Gross or someone else as centre back. We just don't know. But Spurs, what is the latest there? Because we all thought, okay, well, Spurs assets, but there's been news of a COVID outbreak. So what's the latest?
Yeah, well, there's been a few reports this morning in various outlets that up to six players have tested positive for COVID. Now, Emerson, Royale and Heal were both out at the weekend, which was down to illness. Whether or that's related or not, I'm not sure. But it's unfortunate timing because Spurs had been improving. They'd look better against Norwich. But the worry is now that, you know, there's going to be possibly some key players out, even if they do play the game at the weekend, which may affect the supply line for players like Kane and Son if they aren't the ones who have contracted the virus.
Okay.
I believe that Antonio Conte will be facing the media, or at least he was expected to, ahead of their Europa tie on Thursday. So we might get a bit more clarity on the issue then. Although, you know, we could head into the weekend without players specifically being named, which would make things very difficult for FPL managers. So hold on to your transfers, I think, and let's see what comes out over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to mirroring real life, real society in the UK. Rates are going up. We've got the new strains of the virus as well. And that's being mirrored in the Premier League. And as we saw with Tony, was out last week and is going to be out for this weekend as well. So yeah, leave your transfers for later as well. Just before we move on to more stats and more insight into captaincy for this weekend, just want to welcome everyone who's joined us in the live chat. More than 300 of you, thank you. Patrick Kudakwashi, FPL Focus, who's not FPL Focal, who I thought was number one. He's very good at FPL anyway. Sean, Nuclear Atoms, Chubbs, Omar, Sugan, Kemsley, Exploring, Sugan, Murphy, Gavin, Luke, Frederick and more. Thanks so much for joining us. Just 31 likes though, so do press that like button. It does something complicated for us, which is great. So do press that and thanks so much for joining us. And if any questions emerge there, we'll try and answer them as we go. Let's have a look at the latest whipping boys in the poor defences these are. I've put them with the fixtures as well so we can see, you know, who's playing the worst defences. To Leicester and Everton, Watford are the ones there. So we're looking at who's playing Leicester. It's Newcastle. So Wilson could be an outside shot. The captaincy in terms of playing Everton, that's Crystal Palace. Could be some hope for Gallagher and Zaha. Once again, for the captaincy, I'm not sure. And Watford, this is their good run starts and against Brentford, a Tony-less Brentford. So there's not, you know, there's not a key matchup there. I can see where, you know, with a really really poor defence with against a great captaincy option. So it's one of those weeks really where the captaincy is quite open. Anything sort of spring to mind with those poor defences there?
Probably outside of the options we've discussed, you're probably going to be looking at Man City, who are at home to Wolves, are not a poor defence, but I think given how Man City have been performing in recent weeks, it makes sense to at least consider them. We've got Bernardo there, haven't we, who's just playing at a real high level at the moment. Confidence is high. I think he scored 5 in his last 5, but it's been off not that many shots. And I think he any player playing 90 minutes in that City side in the attacking positions, whether that's as one of the central midfielders or the wingers, is a good option, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But in terms of captaincy, I'm not sure if I've seen quite enough from Bernardo in terms of his underlying numbers to elevate him to that stage. Mm-hmm. I liked Foden at the weekend. I thought he was unfortunate not to not to return in that, more in that game at Watford.
Well, let's have, I've got some Man City stats as well, so I'm all prepared. Let's have a look here. So this is I'm hoping the last four game weeks. Just have scrolling down here. Yeah, last four game weeks. So in terms of expected goal involvement, it's actually Sterling who's been the one there. Gundogan, Silva, as we know, and Foden's just behind them. But the key thing there is, have a look at the minutes per goal attempt in the box. And when he's, because I think he's only had two starts in comparison to, say, Silva's four and Sterling's four. So across those starts, he's really been taking his chances of minutes per goal attempt. So he's having a goal attempt every 44 minutes, which is the same as Sterling and a better than Silva. So yeah, does indicate with his five chances created, just one shot on target. But you know, I think as you said, it's more. He hasn't had those four starts, but when he has, he's looked impressive. Not quite showing up in the stats just yet, but yeah, could be interesting. So Foden would, if you were going to go for a Man City captain, it would be Foden, would it?
Probably Foden. Yeah. But as well, we should probably talk about Cancelo. Because it's the Wolves' attack which has really been struggling all season, really. I think they've scored 12 in 15. Yeah. Only Norwich have scored fewer goals than Wolves. They haven't scored in any of their last three matches. And I think against Liverpool, that's understandable. But you look at their play before, and I think it was Burnley and Norwich, and struggled in those games too. Cancelo, I think, has been rested in midweek. I think he's been left behind with Bernardo for the Leipzig match. So I think that, I think you probably Foden from the attackers. But if you are one of those managers who likes to take a punt on an attacking fullback and rely on those clean sheet points and maybe an assist with the assist potential as well. Yeah, Cancelo, I don't think it's a bad shout at all this week.
Okay, we keep thinking he's going to get a rest at some point. He still never does. I mean, could it be this weekend?
Well, the rest will come this week, I think. Yeah. So, but as in Europe, so that's great news for us, because you would expect him to you'd expect him to start out at the weekend and get that full 90 as well.
Okay. Okay. Very interesting. We'll go. Let's have a look at the expected goal involvement of all players over the last four. I mean, Silva, Sterling, Gundogan, they're all there. And sort of Foden, as we're saying, he's not sort of showing up on the stats because of limited starts at the moment. But this is showing how potent Liverpool have been. Jota, five shots on target. He's still not scoring as much as he perhaps could be, but still four goals, not bad. Salah, expected goal involvement nearly four as well, and he scored three times, and it's those two assists as well, which is really helping with his captaincy credentials. And Ronaldo is third in terms of expected goal involvement, which isn't bad considering how poor Manchester United have been relatively recently, and that could indicate that he once again could be a great captaincy shout. Watford King, that's for the Mavericks out there. But nevertheless, Watford against Brentford, that's not the worst fixture to go, but it just depends whether you want to put a player on the Friday night. There is the psychological harm that can do. Neil Mopay, Benteke. I mean, these are sort of also-rans, really. You know, might consider them for the vice-captain, but it just shows that it's the Liverpool and Ronaldo, Liverpool assets v Ronaldo, really. It's Jota. If you're going to captain Salah, you might as well consider Jota as well, surely.
Yeah, I would always side with Salah just because you've got that added penalties in, and I think we spoke about it. Jota tends to be the player which comes off before Salah in a match, and even if that's 10, 15 minutes before the end, that can still make a big difference for me. Yeah. So I don't think I would put him up with those Salah levels. But when he is on the pitch, he does show plenty of threat. But yeah, Salah certainly the number one from Liverpool for me.
Okay, well, let's have a look at those fixtures again to see if see if there's anyone else we can squeeze in. Brentford, Watford, we've covered really. We've got Man City, Wolves, Arsenal against Southampton. That's a tricky one because Smith Rowe. We don't know if he's going to be available. Aubameyang, was he dropped? I mean, speaking to Arsenal fans, they haven't been that impressed with his contribution and goal scoring. Yeah. So perhaps he was dropped.
I think he's blanked. What is it? 6 games in a row. There's been some big misses as well during that time. But Arsenal were poor in an attacking sense last night. They were missing Smith Rowe, like you mentioned, but wasn't quite clicking for them. I don't think that would be a fixture I'd look to for captaincy.
No. Chelsea against Leeds. That's a great fixture for their attackers. And by attackers, I also mean their defenders, their wing-backs. But who gets the points? Who plays?
Yeah, it feels like Chelsea, for me to consider wing-backs again, it feels like they need Kante back or one of Kante or Kovacic because I think once both of those two have been out of the team in recent matches, they've looked a little bit more vulnerable. They've started to concede a few more goals. So I think if you get news that Kante or Kovacic can come in and join Jorginho, I might feel a little bit more confident with that. It still feels too early for Lukaku, doesn't it? He's still, you know, he's getting back his fitness, but it's we need to see him start in games before truly considering him.
Liverpool, Villa, we've covered, Norwich and Manchester United, Brighton and Spurs, we've covered in that we don't even know who's going to step on the pitch. This could be, you know, Spurs under 18s against Brighton under 18s. We don't know. Burnley against West Ham. I mean, we talk about consistency of the captaincy, but Bowen, the player I would like to get in my team and I haven't had in my team, has been amazingly consistent. Good back run, bad run, fixture proof. Why aren't we considering Bowen for the captaincy?
Well, I think the fixtures have been pretty tough for West Ham, haven't they? He's been continuing to produce in those games, but now the fixtures are easing, you know, he comes into the conversation. Neil did a really good members article on the site yesterday comparing Bowen to Antonio in terms of goal threat and creativity, which is well worth a look, actually. I thought there were encouraging signs from Antonio against Chelsea in that second half. I thought he was holding up the ball really well, looked more involved, looked a bit more like his old self. So I think that bodes well for people who maybe lost Antonio a few weeks back and maybe looking to get him back in. I thought that was quite an encouraging display by him. I'd probably put him a bit ahead of Bowen, but I do like the fact Bowen has those set pieces. It's such a weapon for West Ham and David
Moyes. In pure FPL points terms, you know, irrespective of all of the other metrics, just in terms of FPL points, who do I think is going to get points this week? Salah and Bowen are actually my top choices. I'm not lots of points, just points. Leicester against Newcastle. Vardy's had his rest.
He has, and
they need him. meanwhile, we've spoken about Wilson potentially with Leicester's poor defence. So this is two poor defences with two good attackers. Could be goals.
Yeah, like you say, Vardy got his rest at the weekend, but they were really poor without him. I mean, I think they're another team who's missing key players. I mean, Tielemans, they need to get him back. They cannot defend set pieces at all, as we saw at Villa Park. So that might be something to keep an eye on over the next couple of weeks, looking at maybe set piece takers and things like that. So, you'd expect Vardy to come back in for Daka. Yeah. I don't think they're performing quite at a level where I'd consider them for captaincy. But if you've got Wilson, this probably didn't look like a great fixture a few weeks ago now. And suddenly now it looks like not a bad one to start him. Not for captaincy for me, but there could be goals in that game.
So. Definitely. And Palace Everton, another. So Palace sort of slightly on the wane, but their fixtures are still good. And Everton, they did win against Arsenal, but their defence is still not looking great. Could be some goals in this. But once again, captaincies. It's not going to be, not in the conversation, is it?
I don't think so, no. I think that, players like Gallagher and Bowen and things like that, and Damari Gray, good players to own, but they're going to have to do a bit more before we start putting them at the levels of Salah and Ronaldo this week.
Definitely. So yeah, this week, I think it's all about Ronaldo against Salah. It's, for those who own both, it is a genuine choice.
For me, if we're done.
No problem. But thanks a lot. And I was just wishing you good luck with your captaincy decision.
Brilliant.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Joe. See you next week.